Good evening.
Hello.
This is Carlos. Good evening, sir. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. Sir, we're just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you just a few questions about important issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in the area. Can you be so kind, share your opinion? I'll be brief. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade? You have anybody in the school system?
No, they're all grown.
Grown, now, congratulations. Now, how about any nephews, nieces, or any relatives, grandkids? Anybody in the school system in Massachusetts?
No. Oh, in the school system? Not living with us, just in the school system?
Yes, but then you might be aware. How many
I have grandchildren.
In the school system in Boston. In Massachusetts, I mean. Right.
Massachusetts, five right now.
You got five grandkids, okay. And are you kind of familiar with how they do in the school, more or less?
Yes.
Okay. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me just your age, please?
70.
Thank you, sir. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving on. Sir, how would you describe your gender, man, woman, and non-binary?
Say again?
How would you describe your gender, man, woman, or non-binary?
Men.
Men? Okay. And how would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Asian?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. And sir, what grade are your grandkids are currently in?
Oh, my.
If you could tell
second
me...
Second through the eighth.
Okay, but if you could tell me...
Second through the 12th, I'm sorry.
To 12, okay. But the one you're most familiar with, what grade is it? Like, you know, the, how
all
you
of
doing
them.
In school? All of them, okay. So yeah. We're going to select the one in the, ninth grade? Will that be okay? So
yeah,
we can move on?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Okay, you say, because you got a lot of them. We're going to just concentrate on one of them, okay? Now,
okay.
Which of the following best describes the school where your grandkids are enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, or a non-Catholic private independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
It's a public school run by the town.
Run by the district? Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned that you have a grandkid, let's say, in sixth grade. Now, the following several questions would be about the child's school. The sixth grade, okay? Now, first, which of the following best describe the school where your grandkid, your sixth grade grandkid, is enrolled this year? Also, a public school run by a school district?
Yes.
Okay.
All of them are in that category. Yeah.
Understood. When it comes to your sixth grade grandkid progress and reading the school year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
On reading
skills, yeah.
Oh, they're not concerned at all. They're very, very good readers.
Okay, not at all concerned. Good. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is your sixth grade grandkids reading at the level expected for students and their age group? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And is your sixth grade grandkid pediatrician ever discussed with you or with his parents how they can support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, they have. Okay. Now, what kinds of activities or supports that your sixth grade grandkid pediatrician recommended? Like singing songs, talking with the child, reciting nursery rhymes, oral story time, reading with your child, introducing vocabulary.
Ever since they were born, they've read to them, and they read with them. So I assume that they continue that, yes.
So reading with the child is one of the, okay. And what information do you use, the fathers of your grandkid, what information they use to understand your sixth grade child's or grandkid progress in reading and writing? They use the literacy screeners, such as Read Early Bird, Die Builds, or information from a child's teacher, or parents' teachers' conference, or conversations with my child, or great report cards, English language, arts, or MCACS, or others? What information they use to understand the level that he's progressing? Do you know?
Well, you have to understand their mother is a teacher, and so they constantly go to Barnes & Nobles and pick up books that are above their reading skill and everything else. So
that's a good start. So should we select the conversation, because I understand that she's a teacher, she has conversation with the child, right?
Constantly, yeah.
Okay, constantly. And also the grades and report cards is something that they use to understand, right?
They're very much involved in all that, yes.
So you must be a proud grandfather. Congratulations. Yes. I want to thank you for taking the time to help me. It means a lot to us. Now, moving on, sir. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my sixth grade child's reading progress this year from their school. You think the parents receive this feedback every year?
I know they do, yes.
Okay, so you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree?
Yes, strongly. I agree.
Okay. Now, does your sixth grade grandkids school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading, like one-on-one instruction from specialists, a small group instructions, resources to use at home to help practice reading, access to an outside specialist, or a specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are? Now, that the school where your grandkid goes provides any of these resources to the children who need help?
I know they provide resource rooms, and they provide one-on-one help, and they provide small group help.
Small group help. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Now, have you ever looked for help, or you think the parents of the grandkids look for help outside the school to support your sixth grade grandkids' reading progress? For example, hire a tutor, enroll in extra reading classes outside of school, or got an outside assessment, etc. Yes or no?
No, they handle it themselves. They're well educated. They do it themselves.
I understood. Yeah, you mentioned she was a teacher, and you know, I just required to read verbatim. But let's move on, sir. Now, when your sixth grade grandkid is reading at home, and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best that reflects their approach? They sounded out the letters and the word, they tried and say them together to make a word, or they're trying to guess the word based on the context, clues such as pictures, or other words in the sentence, or neither of these approaches that you know?
I know when they read to me, or when they've read to me, they sound it out.
They sound it out, okay. Great. And how effective do you think your grandkids' school has been so far at teaching your sixth grade grandkids to read? How do you think this far? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Very effective.
Very effective, okay. And do you know what curriculum is used in your sixth grade grandchild school for reading or English language arts classes? You know, by curriculum, we mean the types of instructional materials, methods and classes for the school they use to teach in a specific subject. Are you familiar with the curriculum they use? Yes or no?
No, I'm not personally.
Okay.
No.
Okay. And think about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids to learn how to read. How familiar are you with each of the following? Phonics. Are you very familiar with that method? Somewhat familiar?
Yes. No? Yes.
Very familiar. Okay. How about guessing from context? Very familiar, somewhat? Not too or not at all familiar?
I'm not too familiar. I've never been a fan of it.
Okay. How about a three cueing or cueing? How familiar are you with that method? Very, somewhat?
Never heard of it.
Not at all. Okay. How about the textbooks by Fontans or Pinnell? Are you familiar with the method? Very, somewhat? Not at all?
No, not at all. It's, that's, I'm too old for that one.
Yeah, it sounds like. How about reading recovery? How familiar are you with that method the teachers use? Somewhat. Reading recovery, they call it.
I've dealt with other people who have gone to school with that and know that method. Yes, I'm familiar with it.
So very familiar with that, or somewhat familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
How about sight words, list, or flashcards? How familiar are you with that method?
That method I'm very familiar with. Yes.
Very, okay. How about sound it out? Somewhat.
Very familiar. Yeah.
How about whole language? How familiar are you with that method? Somewhat.
I think that might have gone by a different. I think we used it years ago, but it went by a different name. So with the name that he used it today, I would have to say no. But if they called it by something different, I could say yes, probably. Yeah.
Understood. Now the name may change, but the method's always the same.
Yeah, exactly.
For what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? You think phonics, like sounding out words, or cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structure, or combination of both?
I think sounded out is the best.
The phonics.
Because if you use just straight phonics, the problem is that they teach phonics in such a way that it's not the way it's written. Not the way it's spelled. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I know exactly what you're saying, right?
And so that can confuse a child if you use straight phonics. So it has to be sounded out to learn what's silent and what's not silent and things like that.
Understood. Now, moving on. I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. We're almost done. Now, researchers have found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Now, knowing this, sir, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of cueing in some schools?
I'd be concerned. I don't know if I'd be very or somewhat. Probably in between somewhat and very.
I'd have
to go one way or the other. I'm concerned because I think context, depending upon your ethnic background, your context would be different.
I understood, but in order to move forward, and for the sake of our research,
I would be very concerned, yeah.
Thank you. Now, how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal? A fair amount? Just a little? Or nothing at all?
I see it every year. I'm concerned that they're not reading. They're not learning to read.
It seems like grade level.
Their test scores aren't there. Yeah.
But how much of concern are you about this?
Oh, that's very concerned.
Okay, but how much have you heard? I'm sorry, that was the question.
Well, quite a bit.
How much have you heard?
A great deal, a fair amount?
A great deal. Okay. Thank you. And you mentioned you have heard or read about students falling behind on reading. Now, what have you heard? If you can mention one or two things, that'd be great.
I know that they're not doing well on their SATs.
Okay.
Because you have to be able to read to understand it. I know also that a lot of tests are set up that you have to read to be able to understand the question, and they don't seem to be doing that very well.
Okay. So they're not doing well in the SSTs, you say? Is that what you say?
Yes. And they don't do well when it comes to reading out a problem or reading out instructions for testing, things like that.
Okay. When it comes to testing, they always fail, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, let's move on. Sir, as you may know, more than half the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Now, knowing this, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
I think I'm very concerned about the reading levels.
Right. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not?
They're supposed to, but I don't think they do.
Okay, you don't think they're not. Okay. Now, do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Definitely yes, probably yes, probably no, or definitely no?
I would have to say definitely yes, but you have to have the teachers to be able to do it.
I understand. And what do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? Teachers, schools, parents, the state education officials, the school administrations, or school districts? Just the parents?
It starts at home.
Okay. Thank you. Now, moving on. Does your sixth grade grandkid has a dyslexia? Yes or no?
No.
No, okay. And does your sixth grade grandkid have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? Yes or no?
Yes, he do.
He do, okay. And does your sixth grade grandkid receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, does your sixth grade grandkid identify as a LGBTQ IA plus or not?
No.
Okay. And the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish. Now, what language are spoken regularly at home? English, Spanish?
English.
Okay. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I'm presently in a master's program.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now, last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $75,000 to $100,000. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code, sir?
Say again?
Your five-digit zip code?
Oh, 01432.
432. Thank you. Now, moving on. Sir, sometimes reporters like to contact service responders to conduct a brief follow-up interview. Now, we will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to our reporter for this purpose. Now, your responses to this survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Now, will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And would you like to participate in future research, focus groups, or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part of these focus groups will receive a $100 gift card. Would that be yes or no?
I don't mind doing it. I don't want anything for it, though.
I understand. But if you don't mind doing it, may I have your first name so they can contact you?
Tom.
Tom, thank you. Hey, your last name?
Davis.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Davis. And Mr. Davis, what is the best phone number to reach you?
The one that you called.
Okay. Mr. Davis, what, you have a best email address so that to reach you if they want to contact you?
I don't do emails.
Okay. Allow me just a moment. Now, do you prefer to be contacted by a text message or email?
If a text message has a link to it, I'll never press it.
No. It will not have a link. They're just going to want to contact you and see if they can contact you by phone. to do the further study, you know. And of course, they're going to offer you the $100 gift card. You can give it away because that's
they can text me. That's fine.
Okay, text message. Okay, sir, it's been a pleasure talking to you. You're very kind for taking the time to help me. Very educational. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.